I mean, recently there was a story, I mean, there was a case right there. I don't even want to mention names because some people have spoken out on it, and it's now become something on the front burner that there should not be a domestic violence, there should not be sexual abuse, domestic abuse in any marriage at all. Because God created you, each and every one of us, male, female, He created us with value. No one is to be devalued. No one is to be a doormat. No one is to be less than what the Creator had in mind. A man is not better than a woman. A woman is not better than a man. We are all created in God's image. And so there has to be love, there has to be friendship, and there has to be value. We've got to see people as God's creation, and they are to be handled as God wants them to be handled. So in marriage, marry your friend. I've called this marry your friend, and this will be great for young people, not just people who are married. Of course, when I say marry your friend, the title seems to speak to those who are not married, right? For those who are married already, if you did not marry your friend, well, right now you want to switch off and say, well, we were not friends, so this is too late. I can't go and, you know, am I going to go and unmarry and now look for a friend to marry? No. If you did not marry as friends, or you were not close or intimate, or you just thought, okay, this is the right guy, let me go with him. Or this guy says, oh, I picked this lady, I like how she looks, and she go and you go, and you were not friends, you didn't create friendship. It's not too late, because you can create friendship, you can continue to cultivate friendship after marriage. Friendship is an art, it's a beautiful thing. Think about one friend you had, maybe when you were back in school, much younger, or even right now, when you say besto, BFF, okay, singles, right? Maybe you can connect with this, right? You share secrets, you're excited to see each other, same sex, opposite sex, it doesn't matter, you're friends. You're friends, even when the friendship does not, is not going to lead to marriage, you know, you're friends. You giggle, you share stories, you gist, almost like gossip, right? You're eager to talk to your friend on the phone or listen to your friend. Why these things, this should not be missing in marriage. So marry your friend. And if you didn't marry what you, of course, definitely don't marry your enemy. But if you did not marry your friend and you're already married, cultivate that friendship. Cultivate, like, just keep growing. Keep deepening the relationship, the friendship. I'm friends with my husband because how will I not even be friends? 29 years and counting to the glory of God. But it's not even about the longevity. It's the fact that you keep working on yourself, you keep having each other's back, you are able to correct each other in love. I don't believe in a marriage where you can't talk to another one another. You cannot correct, you can't share your opinion. You don't have to be harsh. A woman can correct her husband in love, and a husband can correct his wife in love. If you're friends, you won't take it personally. You won't say, is it me you're talking to like that? Is it me you're talking to like that? In the bedroom, when you're alone, we're not saying being harsh in front of other people. We're not saying putting down your spouse in front of other people. We're not saying you see your spouse pronounces a word wrongly or does something, say something wrong, or you know, whatever, and you're in the midst of friends or other people, and right there you call out your spouse. No. You get home and in love, you correct. You won't find something to praise about because you will say, oh, that was such a beautiful joke. I mean, everybody laughed at it, you know, and that's good. But however, you know, there was a slight mistake. How he will take it, she will take it because you took time to notice the positives. I think we hammer on the negatives more than the positives, and even for children as well. Highlight their positives more than the negatives. There's a sandwich approach where you say something praiseworthy, you say what you want to say, which is not too palatable, but you want to you want to cause the other person to improve. You don't want to just leave them to yourself, to themselves, and you're in covenant with them, and then you ended up still with you know, something really good, even if it's just like, you know, you have a really good smile. Or your shirt is, that shirt fits you. You know, Solid, looking good. Whatever, where can we be generous with our words? Where can we be generous with our spirits? Like, to be liberal. When the Bible talks about liberality of spirit, it's not just about money. It's about not hoarding love. It's about not holding back.